The World This Week, Politics.
Joe Biden was inaugurated as the 46th President of the United States. Despite the small crowds, limited in size because of COVID-19, the event marked a sea change in political tone. Mr. Biden stressed unity in his speech, a stark contrast to Donald Trump's America First theme 4 years ago. Mr. Biden's first official orders overturned many of his predecessor's edicts, such as the ban on travel from some Muslim countries, and committed America to rejoin the Paris Accord on climate change. In his final hours as president, Donald Trump issued a flurry of pardons. Among those on the list were Steve Bannon, a nationalist former advisor, and Anthony Lewandowski, who had been convicted of stealing trade secrets from Google's self-driving car project. Mitch McConnell, the top Republican in the Senate, shifted his earlier position and said that Mr. Trump had provoked the mob that stormed Congress recently, leaving 5 people dead. Mr. Trump still faces an impeachment trial in the Senate. If convicted, he may be barred from running for president again. The National Rifle Association, America's powerful pro-gun group, declared bankruptcy and said it would move its non-profit base from New York to Texas. At an initial bankruptcy court hearing, New York State's Attorney General said the NRA was trying to derail a fraud investigation. Alexei Navalny, Russia's most prominent opposition leader, returned to Moscow after spending 5 months in Germany, recovering from an attempt on his life using Novichok, a nerve agent. He was immediately arrested and jailed. His team released a video showing viewers around a vast secret palace that he says President Vladimir Putin acquired with the world's largest bribe. Mr. Navalny called for countrywide protests on January 23rd. Armin Laschet, the premier of North Rhine-Westphalia, the most populous German state, was chosen by a party congress to become the new leader of Germany's Christian Democrats. This puts him in pole position to succeed Angela Merkel as chancellor later this year, though there are many obstacles ahead. Italy's government was cast into confusion after the Prime Minister, Giuseppe Conte, narrowly won a key vote that demonstrated he no longer has a majority in the Senate. He will hope to avoid an election and will try to carry on leading a minority government. The Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas announced that parliamentary and presidential elections would be held in May and July. It has been 15 years since the Palestinians voted in a national election. Some see the move as an effort by Mr. Abbas to lift his standing with the Biden administration.